Welcome to Climate Quickies, bite-sized nuggets of climate goodness from our TEDx London experts in under 5 minutes.
In this week's Climate Quickie, we hear from Dr. Faith Mwangi Pal, the CEO of Girls Not Brides, on why the climate crisis is code red for girls. Faith explains the link between climate change and child marriage, why extreme weather pushes families to diversify their source of income, and why girls' education is the closest thing we have to a silver bullet. Let's head over to Faith to hear more. Stay curious.
Now climate change has become a big thing. Everybody is talking about it. So it's like, let's have a conversation around this on the table. But the link is this. If you look at the Horn of Africa, where families are becoming desolate because their crops are not yielding because of drought.
Yeah.
Their cows are dying because they don't have anything to feed the cows. Mm-hmm. They are literally, people are being getting into desperate situations because they have no livestock, they have no yields because of drought. And this drought is causing families to think, okay, what is the alternative? And girls have become the commodity to sell.
Mm.
Because there is nothing else. If you have 6 children, all your cows have died because of climate, of drought, all your crops have not yielding, you need to feed your children. Mm. What do? It's very easy for somebody to say, I have few cows to give you for your daughter.
Mm.
That reduces the mouths to feed.
Right.
So there are so many issues which are really making families very desperate because climate change is increasing vulnerabilities
right.
at the household level. And when vulnerabilities increase, domestic issues, violence increase, child marriage increases because people are looking for ways to survive. Mm. Because people have to survive. So we are looking at three words now. We are looking at climate change, we are looking at conflict, and we are looking at COVID.
Mm.
So those are the triple C.
Mm.
So, and we are seeing that with climate change, I've talked about it. We are looking at conflict. Of course, conflict increases vulnerabilities, humanitarian settings,
mm-hmm.
and that when there are humanitarian crises, the people who are most at risk are women and girls. Rape, marriage, shoot through the roof.
Mm.
And COVID, there is an estimation that because of school closures, there is an estimated 100 million more child marriages which right. are going to happen
right.
by 2030 just because of what COVID has done.
Yeah.
What COVID is likely to even be doing is undo. By 2019, I keep telling people, the world we woke up in 2019,
mm-hmm.
does not exist.
Right.
We are in a very different world. In 2019, we had hope.
Mm-hmm.
Child marriages were declining in Asia. Child marriages were declining in Ethiopia. We were seeing progress. People are excited about change. COVID was also on the move.
Mm.
Now we are in a verge of reversing some of those gains we have had
mm-hmm.
if we are not accelerating the efforts. Really, I talk about peace, trade and climate change. Let's have peace. Let's have trade so that people have money, people have income, and then let's address climate change from a gender perspective. Let's make it gender response. Let's include women and girls in the solutions because they know what they need to be able to do better in their own families. People have solutions. They just need to be given the opportunities. Because for me, while there is no silver bullet, and I say this a lot, education comes close.
Mm-hmm.
That if you give a girl education and opportunity, and I'm not just talking numeracy and literacy, it's not about math. It's really giving people skills so that they can use it. So in the midst of the crisis and all that, I'm seeing the human spirit, I'm seeing the resilience of human beings, and I'm seeing the innovativeness of people, women and girls, even girls themselves, stepping up and being champions for themselves and saying, this is what we want.
Thanks for listening to this quickie.
This episode was created by our superstar podcast team at TEDx London. Until next time,
stay curious.